Later today, two greats of international soccer play at Fenway Park, Liverpool versus AS Roma. Yesterday, since they were in town, some Liverpool staff worked with students from the Perkins School for the Blind. WBUR's Bill Littlefield has the story.
Yesterday afternoon, on a Watertown field notable for the excellent way it held the heat, Forbes Duff faced a challenge. He and his mates, associated with the long-established service arm of the Liverpool Football Club, were at the Perkins School for the Blind to teach soccer to some of the students. I asked Mr. Duff to identify the greatest handicap connected to the task.
Probably the heat, to be honest with you. Basically, what we're doing is trying to give, especially people here in Perkins School, the students an opportunity to play soccer that they might not have done before. We've brought along specialised footballs that have got bells inside, so although they're blind or visually impaired, the balls and the bell rattle so they're able to hear it.
They could indeed. And when one of the Liverpool lads juggled the ball from foot to foot, so could we all. The heat notwithstanding, once the drills began, the Perkins students did seem to be enjoying themselves. One particular 13-year-old named Daniel got a good bit of encouragement from his personal Liverpool coach, David McPartland.
Keep it going. Excellent stuff. Brilliant. Keep it going. Back in towards me, my mate. Brilliant stuff. Keep that going. Excellent. Over this way. Keep it going. Stop there. Stop there. He even stops with his foot on the ball. What a player. What a player.
Most of the coaches had been players at lower levels, but just in case any of the Perkins students were serious fans of the game, Liverpool had sent along a couple of legends. One of them was Ian Rush, who played in 660 games for Liverpool and scored 346 goals over 16 years. When he introduced himself, Rush recited those numbers with evident satisfaction. He was joined by Robbie Fowler, who seemed almost bashful when he introduced himself.
Hello, everyone. My name's Robbie Fowler. I wasn't too bad myself, but I think we're here today to try and enjoy ourselves. And to get some footballing skills from all you, so as long as you have a good time, we're going to have a good time, so enjoy the day.
For the record, Robbie Fowler played for Liverpool from 1992 through 2001, and then again from 2006 until 2008. His nickname at Anfield, Liverpool's home, was God. But yesterday, like his mates, he was all about service.
When football teams go on pre-season tours, I think more or less it's always about the first team. But I think at Liverpool we're different, and no matter where we've gone over the world, we always like to leave a little bit of a legacy, if you like. So instead of just coming in and going out without leaving anything, and you know what they do is they go around various local charities and you know schools like this, no matter where we are, and just what to do is putting smiles on kids' faces.
Among the Perkins students smiling during yesterday's visit from Liverpool's lads was 16-year-old Shea William Kelly, who characterized himself as partially sighted.
Yeah, I can only see a little bit out of one of my eyes, but I still think that's good enough.
It was good enough for Shea to learn some soccer fundamentals.
They taught us to, like, I guess, dribble the ball, and they taught us how to move with it, and then we did some fun little drills that were kind of like games, but was pretty fun. Like where we had to move the ball forward, and then we had to aim at these soccer balls that were on cones, and if we knocked a ball down, we got a point.
Besides learning some basic skills, the Perkins students also got an increased sense of the shape of soccer. Tracy Palomino, who teaches physical education at Perkins, feels that what the Liverpool staff offers complements her work and will serve her students well whether or not they ever play the game again.
Many of the students have siblings who participate in soccer and basketball and other sports, and they get taken to the games to watch, and they have no idea what's going on. So I try to give them that knowledge so that they can actively participate and be an active spectator at the game so they know what's going on.
The learning on the part of the Perkins players was evident, but as Robbie Fowler said, as a welcome breeze swept over the field during a water break, the learning wasn't limited to the students.
People here are not as, you know, they're not as fortunate as what we are. You know, we take sight for granted, and you don't realise how lucky you are until you come here, and I think the job that a foundation does in putting the smiles on the face is superb, and, you know, it's, I think as as ambassadors and coaches, I think it's refreshing for us as well to see that.
You've got to keep up, you've got to keep up. Hello, my mate. I'm going to see if you can shoot the inside. Keep going.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bill Littlefield.
I'm not making it easy for him. Why make it easy? He's a top player. Keep it going. What a player. Fantastic. And I'm over this side now. So you just got to keep following me. And stop. Puts on the ball. Superstar. Professional. Excellent. Carry on. He's moving again. And he's changed direction again. Where's he going? He's been further away. So he's giving him even more of a challenge. In towards me. Can you go even quicker? Can you go even quicker? Good. In towards me. I'm over here. Fantastic. Keep it going. Stop there. Puts on the ball. Professional.
There you go. Keep coming. Keep loving it.
Excellent. Keep that going. Keep that going. Keep going in that direction. Bring it on here.